Next station on 2 for Blood Tubes.
Munich is with you on 2.
Good morning. Sorry for all the questions, but you guys just want one 3x5 mesh bag for all 4 tubes, is that correct?
That is affirmative.
Next station, this is Schultz.
Munich is with you on 2. And Schultz, Munich is with you on 2.
And good morning, and just wanted to check, I have deployed the personal acoustic monitor. The display was not coming on, and I put it on charge, and now it is charging. I will leave it deployed and restore it back up once checking the battery status up, you know, fully charged.
And copy all shifts. So we did have information on ground that there is low battery, and we would like you to keep it on the charger until tonight, where you have the next wireless acoustic activity at 17:50.
Roger, copy that. Thank you.
Thank you. Station Munich on space ground 2 for SWAP for Maxine session.
Munich station is Swavo 2 for Maxine.
Good morning, Swavo. Just to let you know that Munich is coming on board with VCA-1 to support your session.
Excellent, understood, and I'm working on VCA-1.
Copy all, thank you.
Is your field of view, Munich?
And we are still routing the video, so I will let you know if we need any camera angle changes when we have it down here.
Please.
And Slavosh, back with you on Space to Ground 2.
It's Slavosh here, listening.
Can we have the camera view slightly moved so we can also see the AstroPi IR? Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Slavo. No response required. The video looks great.
Station Slavo on 2.
Munich is with you on 2.
And I have completed both Maxine sessions and installed all the equipment. And thank you for combining both.
Thank you for your support, Slavo.
And greetings to everyone in Europe.
And we send our greetings back.
Station on 2 for Ice Cubes.
Peggy, Munich with you on 2. Good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning to you as well. I've got USB connected, so I'm ready for you guys to come on board.
Put it in work, and we'll have the media set ready for your voice check in about 2 minutes. Station Munich on Space Ground 2 with a heads up to all crew members. The media set event with live audio and video broadcast from Columbus will start shortly.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Schultz and Sprout.
Houston Station, this is Schultz confirmed calling for Sprout.
Hey Schultz, this is Huntsville. We see that you have started our activity. We still don't see the lab cam routed, but I do want to let, or excuse me, we don't see the lab cam view down here. But I do want to let you know that we can move over to Space to Ground 3, and Shankini is available to talk to you through the procedure.
Roger, copy that. And I was just collecting the items. We'll set up the camera right away after this.
We copy. Thank you.
Also, station on 2. This is TV for Vitapic.
Go ahead on 2.
Good morning. Meat has reached the lid of the containers, and I was wondering if I should remove the lid or not, or if I can remove.
And Slav, we copy. Can you tell me what activity you're talking about right now?
This is the wheat pick with the plants, with the radish and pepper and the wheat. And I left a crew note, I think, 1 or 2 days ago when I observed that the wheat is growing actually, I think, faster than expected. And it already reached the lid. So I was wondering if I should remove. I can send you pictures if that helps.
We copy, Slav. Pictures would be great. We will look into if we need to remove the lid or not, so hold on to that. But while I have you, you can consider this your hand-passed reminder with the rise time of 0929.
Excuse me, was it for Slav or TB?
Koenig on Space to Ground 2 with a heads up to our crew members. The live event in Columbus has finished and we have resumed nominal audio and video configuration.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Tibby and Vitabrick. Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Peggy and Kermit.
Self Station on 2, I'm ready for Kermit if you are.
Peggy Huntsville is with you on 2. You are go to start Kermit.
Right, and we're Huntsville Station on 2. Kermit setup is complete.
Copy, Peggy. Thank you.
Huntsville Station is Swab on 2 for Michael Friedrich.
Jeff Swab, Huntsville is with you on 2 for microfluids.
Yes, I was on 2. Did I change?
Space to Ground 2, it's just fine for this activity.
It's Swab on 2. I'm sorry, it cut off and I didn't hear the end of your sentence.
Space to Ground 2 is just fine for this activity. We can use Space to Ground 2.
Okay, excellent. I would be ready to start slightly in advance, if this is okay for you. If not, I can wait.
Checking. Swab Huntsville is back with you on 2. You are go to start early, but we'd like you to set up Lab Cam 1 for this activity.
Okay.
And in addition to that, we have results from the last set of microfluidics ops that you performed. Two of the slides had too much solution, but three of them were exactly what was needed for imaging. Steps 2.5 and 2.6 provide direction on how to ensure the correct amount of solution is dispensed onto those slides.
Yes, I know. I'll pay double attention when using the dry wipes and choosing the quantity. Thank you.
You're welcome. Copy all.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for any available USOS crew member and some laptop help at your convenience.
Thank you.
Hey, I think this is Vapor, hopefully. We do have some quick need to check out a laptop ELC3. It's that Cole Aft 1. If you have a chance, just report what you see on the screen, reseat the power barrel connector, and then give it a hard power cycle.
You guessed right. It is Vapor, and I will check out ELC3.
Thank you so much.
Huntsville Station, it's Swab on 2 for microfluidics.
We are with you on 2.
Wanted to double check the field of view from the lab come to. Is this okay for you?
Checking. And Swab, that field of view looks good. Thank you.
Welcome.
Swab Station on 2 for ELC3.
Paper, go ahead.
So the screen, it has a little pop-up on it, and it says HP PC Hardware Diagnostics UEFI, and then it says it's a version number, and then it says memory test, hard drive check language, or exit.
Okay, copy, we're checking.
Yeah, it looks like I can select one of the options, the memory test, hard drive check language, or exit.
Okay, you can select the hard drive check.
And do we want to do a quick check or extensive check?
Let's do the quick check.
Huntsville Station on 2 for the diagnostics. Our hard drive check, it says smart check passed, short DST passed, and then it has the option to go back to the main menu.
Mary, we copy and you can go back to the main menu.
Okay. So it's back to the that menu with the four different options now.
All right, Vapor, we copy. If you have a moment, we're going to just do a hard reset that will be to power off the laptop and remove the power chain from the back of the laptop, then remove the battery. Then you'll press and hold that power button for 15 seconds. Put the battery back in, the power chain back in, and we'll see if it turns on.
Copy that. Do you want me to exit out of this window first or just go with the hard reboot?
You can go ahead and just do the hard reboot.
And Huntsville Station for ELC3, the reboot put us right back at the original screen, the diagnostics menu.
Okay, we copy, Vapor. Thanks for your help. We will stand down from now, but we appreciate you taking your time on your Saturday.
Yeah, no worries. Anytime.
We wanted to follow up with the answer about the wheat and the lids. I guess there's no action for you to do. to just remove the lid. Maybe an activity on Monday that should have all the results to adjust them. So no need to do anything.
All right, thank you.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Suave and Microfluidics.
Huntsville, it's Suave on 2.
We are watching the camcorder view on the ground, and in step 2.11, we would like you to continue recording on the slide until about 5 minutes, 3 to 5 minutes has elapsed, or until you see all of the fluid go through the slide.
Whichever is first, 3 to 5 minutes, or the way it goes to the end of the sample. Is that correct?
Be firm.
Hey, welcome. Huntsville Station is 12-1-2 for microfluidics to check if the grounding is complete. Ground commanding is complete.
Huntsville is 1-2. Ground commanding is complete, and you are go in 3.1.
Fine, thank you. Huntsville Station is 12-1-2 for microfluidics. So the samples are in the microscope, and I will download now the imagery in step 3.7.
Copy, thank you.
The station is Suave Huntsville for microfluidics.
Suave Huntsville is with you on 2. We are not ready for you to begin yet. You are not go. We should be ready in about 10 minutes. We'll give you a call.
Okay, excellent. Standing by. Thank you.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Suave and microfluidics.
All right, that was on 3. I'm on 2 now.
Peggy, Huntsville's with you on 2.
Huntsville Station on 2. Did you call? Hey, did you make a call previously? We were in the node and I didn't hear it.
We did. We were calling for Suave to let him know that we are ready for his next microfluidics activity, and he is go in step 3.8.
Okay, I'll get it.
Thank you.
Huntsville Station on 2 for microfluidics and Suave here. Should I continue?
Huntsville's with you on 2, Suave. Yes, we are ready for you to continue. Could you also readjust the camera? It looks like it may have gotten bumped.
Yes, okay. Yeah. How about this? Is this fine?
That works. Thank you so much.
Huntsville Station 712 for microfluidics. I just wanted to let you know that the samples were in the middle of the microscope, so not on at the most accessible position. I could still remove this, no problem, but maybe there is a specific parking position to remove them in an easier way.
We copy Suave, and we are checking on that. Suave, Huntsville is with you on 2, no response required, but that was a good data point for us, and we will make sure to command it differently so that they aren't in that position the next time you need to take them out. Copy, thumbs up.
Huntsville Station at 12-1-2 for microfluidics.
We're with you on 2.
I downlinked videos as well as prepared 3 samples in the previous step and then placed directly in the microscope. So I need to prepare 2 samples, finish off preparing with videos and then downlink again. Okay for you?
That's affirmative. That is okay.
Huntsville Station is 12-1-2 for microfluidics. The samples are in the microscope, and now I'll basically transfer the last 2 films and throw down the setup.
We copy.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for any available USOF crew member and ELC-3 help at your convenience.
Hello, with you. Go ahead.
Good morning, Talk. Thanks for answering. Earlier on the shift, we had Vapor perform a hard reboot of ELC-3. Unfortunately, that was no joy, and now we no longer have access to health and status for our LIDAL payload that depends on ELC-3, and we do need to recover. So if you have a few minutes, we need to perform a full field strip of the laptop if you're willing, and I have a procedure reference and location when you need it.
Okay, I think the procedure is 4-4-410 and it's in Columbus, right?
Yes, that's the right procedure, and yes, it's in Columbus F1.
Copy, F1, put it in work.
Thank you so much.
Huntsville Station on 2 for ELC 3.
Talk, go ahead and 2.
Yeah, when I checked it, ELC 3 was in some kind of a diagnostic mode, so I exited. Looks like now it's running on the nominal operational system. So can you check the status now? Then let me know if I still need the field trip.
We copy. Thank you for letting us know. We are seeing good indications here on the ground. So for now, we will go ahead and stand down, but we'll give you a call back if we need further help.
Hey, let me know anytime.
Station Tsukuba on Space 1-2. For any available USOS crew member for JCP switchover.
Go ahead, Akio.
Hey, Tak. Great to hear your voice. Let's see. As a part of a power down plan for today for upcoming progress docking, we'll be performing the JCP switchover from JCP Bravo to JCP Alpha at Sabine Hamlet. This was added due to a last-minute change, and therefore we were not able to mention this in the today's daily summary. But I'd just like to give you a heads up. Please be advised, starting 1300 about 5 minutes during the switchover, GEM smoke detection, IFHX leak detection, auto response for emergency, as well as caution warning panel lights in the GEM, will not be functioning. And of course, once it's complete, we'll let you know. Okay.
We'll be starting 1300, and it will take about 5 minutes to switch over from JCP Bravo to Alpha, smoke detection, and IFHX leak detection, and automatic isolation response to emergency in JPM, as well as caution warning panel lighting, are not functional. Thanks for heads up.
That's a perfect copy. Thanks, Ted. And again, once complete, I will let you know.
Thank you.
Houston Station on 2 for housekeeping.
Good afternoon. Go ahead.
Morning. Wondering, I'm ready to start the vacuuming. If you could inhibit smoke detection in the airlock, node 1, node 3, and lab.
Airlock, node 1, node 3, and lab in work.
Okay, thanks.
Station Houston on 2. As requested, airlock, node 1, node 3, and lab cabin smoke detection has been inhibited.
I will call when we're clean.
Excellent.
Station Tsukuba on Space 1-2 for TAC. JCP switchover now has been completed successfully.
Okay, Akio, great job, and really appreciate you guys working so hard on the weekend. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You too, and have a good rest of your weekend.
Thank you very much. Good to talk to you.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Peggy and Suave. Hey, Peggy. Hey, Swab. We're tracking that the imaging for the Clio ops is going to take longer than we anticipated. There are constraints that would impact these activities if they run long. So due to that, we'd like to see if Swab can perform his third and final microfluidics activity early before his midday meal.
I could stop it now if this is a convenient time.
That would be great. And also, we have a delta for your stowage note. We're tracking that you will have 2 microfluidic slides left in a Ziploc bag. And instead of trashing those, could you add to the Ziploc bag the label that this is for Axiom Return and stow it in the CTB it originally came from, which is in line 4 of your stowage note?
I could, if I understand correctly, because I already have 3 samples in a Ziploc bag. So, should I add these 2 to the same Ziploc?
That's a firm, and we'll actually save all of them for return. A firm swab, and we'll save those all for return.
Okay, so just to confirm, there will be 5 samples in a Ziploc bag that will be returning.
A firm.
Excellent, thank you.
Thank you. And for Peggy, we think it would help to take full advantage of our KU band coverage at 1423. So we would like your CLIO activity at 1440 to be performed at that time, which is about 15 minutes early.
It's currently on the schedule, it looks like 1440.
Peggy Huntsville's with you on 2. I heard you starting to respond, and then I lost you in a handover. Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Peggy.
Go ahead. It looks to me like I'm currently scheduled at 1440. You want me to start like at 1425 when that KU band starts?
That's affirmative.
Copy.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Huntsville Station. On to it, Suave for microfluidics question.
Huntsville's with you on 2.
Hi. I wanted to ask on the stowage of these five samples, microfluidics that will be returning, I just wanted to confirm this is the CTV 1016 where I took them from. Is that correct?
Affirm, that's the correct CTV.
Excellent. Thank you. And thanks for the support for all the experiments.
We appreciate that on the ground. Thank you, guys.
And on 2 for housekeeping.
Houston's here.
Morning, flight. I am complete with the housekeeping in our lab, node 1, airlock, and node 3. So you can re-enable those smoke detectors, and if I could get node 2 inhibited, please.
In work.
Okay, thank you.
Station Houston has requested node 2 cabin smoke detection is inhibited, and we are finishing up re-enabling the rest of the smoke detection.
Station copy, thank you.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Tibby and AET.
Hey, are you ready for CLIO ops?
Hey, Peggy Huntsville's with you on 2, and we are ready for you to begin.
All right, good work.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Peggy. That sample was shown to the wrong camera, so we need to take another look at it really quick. We see it, thank you, and it's a little hard to read which sample is where. Could you tell us? Copy, nod.
Huntsville, number 11 is in the front, closest to the door opening, and 12 is in the back.
We copy, thank you.
And Huntsville Station on 2, do you anticipate that we'll do the pullout at the correct time as per timeline?
Right now, that's what we're tracking, but we'll let you know if that changes.
Absolutely, no problem. I'm flexible.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
So, station on 2 for aerosol monitors.
Huntsville's with you on 2, Vapor.
Hey, just looking forward to step into the removal, the card remove activity.
Vapor, you are go, and I have a quick request for you if you're ready.
Send it.
During your 2 aerosol up monitor activities, you'll be removing and inserting some cards. We just want you to look at the serial numbers and let us know if you see serial number 4.
I'll let you know if 4 is there.
Thanks, Paper.
Station on 2 for housekeeping. Housekeeping complete. You can re-enable smoke detectors in node 2.
We copy, and we'll re-enable the smoke detectors.
Yep.
Station Houston on 2. Or smoke detector status.
Right on 2.
Node 2 smoke detector has been re-enabled.
Okay, thank you much.
Station on Sun, Space to Ground 2 for any USOS crew and assistance with Melfi 1.
Go ahead on 2 for Melfi.
Thanks for the quick answer. We got an EM that said Melfi 1, Doer 1 at GEM Deck 4 might be open or unlatched. Can you check that? Close it and relatch it.
It was latched. It was unlatched. The door was closed, but it was unlatched, and it was kind of clocked. About the handle was clocked about 20 degrees, so it is now closed and locked.
Copy, and we see on our telemetry that it's closed and good, so thanks for your assistance.
Well, station on 2 for aerosol monitors.
Go ahead on 2.
William, so for the procedure 2.002, I can give you 2.16, 17, and 18. Everything came on nominally, and they're all showing
the correct SD card indications, and magic is showing warming up. And then serial number 4 was in serial number alpha for the monitor. So I found serial number 4 for the SD card.
We copy all. Thank you. And Vapor, just some good words. That is the expected config. So thanks again.
Great news. Pencil station on 2 for air cell monitors. The SD cards are in the readers to close out this activity.
We copy. Vapor, thank you so much for your help. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Enjoy your Saturday. Pencil station on 2 for lab PCS.
It's UN2. Curtis was just noticing the lab PCS appeared to be offline.
Yes, it is being a little bit moody on this Saturday afternoon. I came by and everything was cyan, so I was going to shut down the software and restart it, but there was a message on it that said a failure with the heartbeat counter, please restart the PCS. So I restarted it, and the software did not start up. There is a message that says repetitive failure in process server 1553, please restart. So I was in the middle of checking cables. All the cables appear to be good, but if you have any other thoughts, let me know.
Okay. Copy all. Thanks for double-checking the cables. That would have been our next course of action. With that, you can do a hard reset and just double-check everything after that hard reset is in place, and hopefully that will take care of it.
Okay, hard reboot in work.
Thanks so much.
The station for lab PCS, it appears that hard reboot worked, and it is starting back up normally.
We see the same. Thanks so much for your help.
Station on solid space to ground 2 for Shooks and microalgae.
And this is Shooks for microalgae. Please go ahead.
Shooks, good afternoon. We were on the ground looking for your photos from yesterday or last night and this morning's microalgae. We were unable to find them. Do you know where you stored them?
Yeah, I did. I incorrectly stored the photos. I labeled them as cyanobacteria, but I went ahead and changed the name. But I guess you guys would have downloaded it before I changed the name. So can you please look in the folder named cyanobacteria? There would be 2 folders called cyanobacteria.
Copy labeled cyanobacteria, and you did relabel though. So yeah, we'll take a look. Thank you.
Yeah, I did relabel, but in case you've not found it, so that means that probably you guys would have downloaded it before I relabeled. So in case you can have a look. If not, just let me know.
We copy. We'll take a look, but you're go to resume your timeline. Thanks for your help.
Thank you.
Huntsville Station on 2, are you ready for Cleo, or would you like me to stand by for a bit?
You are go to start Cleo.
Right, and am I also go to get the other sample out at the same time, just so I can save one opening and closing on the table?
That's affirmative, and we love that idea.
All right, inward.
Peggy Huntsville's with you on 2. We're taking a look at that right now. That looks good, but we're seeing blurry numbers again. Could you read those down when you get a chance? Copy.
6 is in the front and 5 is in the back, near the hinge.
Thanks, Peggy Huntsville. Copies.
Your next station is Suave on 2 for EPL recordings.
Good afternoon, Suave. Munich is with you on 2.
Good afternoon. I have a question. I started recording with Newton's Cradle, and it's in step 14, it says to record the crew message according to the execution note, but I didn't find any message provided in the execution note.
Copy, Swap. Let me check on that. We'll come back to you.
Sure. Thank you.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Suave and EPL recording.
Thank you, Suave on 2.
Thanks for standing by, Suave, and I got news from the specialist that this step is a leftover, so you can skip step 14.2 and proceed with 14.3.
Okay, so I am not recording any specific crew message, is that correct?
And that is affirmative.
Excellent, thank you.
Yep.
We were looking for a status update of where you are and activities to discuss complaints on the ground.
I just get a few things that are not
We have a good field of view, and just a reminder that this Tesh balance activity is your lowest priority activity, and at 1625, when I give you a call, we'll give you an update on your priorities for the rest of the day. And thank Station on Solid Space to Ground 2 for Tibby and Tesh. Thanks for the offer to record, but we do not need you to record.
Okay, sounds good. Hansel, Station on 2 for Tesh balance.
Hansel's with you on 2.
Got a little bit ahead of myself. Can we still do the steel ruler thing so you guys can calibrate the field of view?
Affirmative. Thanks for asking.
Hansel, Station on 2 for Tesh balance.
Go ahead on 2.
So we are up for 25, so I should go ahead with the tear down part, right?
Have a little bit of a delta for you. We think you can go ahead and perform step 5 with your eyes open, or at least through step 5 with your eyes open, so ending at step 5.4, and then move to step 9 to clean up.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll go ahead and do the eyes closed part just in case, and then I will clean up.
We copy, Shooks, and once you're done cleaning up, Tibby. Once you're done cleaning up, give us a call.
You'll do. Thank you, Hansel. Hansel Station on Space Ground 2, this is Tibby for the arranged call after touch balance.
Go ahead on 2, Tibby.
You're asking for a call from me after cleaning up.
Affirm. So you're all done with Tesh. We wanted to give you some insight into the priorities. So your priorities are to do your next imaging activity, the flexible one that's coming up in the next 2 minutes. And after that, we want you to go back to the AET activity. And then I'm going to give Peggy a call here in just a second to see if she can step in and do the neuro activities on your timeline.
All right, sounds good.
Copy, thanks. Let us know if you need anything. Station on Swan, Spaced Around 2 for Peggy and timeline updates.
Head and sales for timeline. I copied part of it, but I didn't copy all of it.
Copy, thank you. So we were just talking to Tibby, and in order to keep his timeline going, we could use your help with completing the neuromotion activities, the two activities on his timeline, if you're able.
That's in work. No problem.
Thank you. And at the end, we just want to make sure that you let Tibby know any information he needs to continue.
He's right here. He's copying.
Excellent. Thanks for stepping in.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Peggy and laptop troubleshooting.
Go ahead, Huntsville on 2.
Hey, our Express Rack 6 laptop, that's the one over in the Lab Overhead 4 location, is hung up, and we are using it for our activities right now, and we were wondering if you could take a look at it for us.
Got a blank, light blue screen, nothing else on it. You want me to power cycle?
Affirm, thank you.
Huntsville Station on 2, you should be back up and running.
Peggy, we're with you on 2, and yes, we do see it back on our end, so thank you for your help troubleshooting.
Problem at all. Give me a holler when you're ready.
Will do. Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Peggy and Cleo.
Huntsville, ready for the sample to come out?
We are, thank you.
Huntsville Station on 2 for Cleo.
We're with you for Cleo.
Sorry, I had to get in the stable twice on that one. I had put the wrong containers up front, and so I pulled out the wrong one. Anyway, so it might have been a little more impacted CO2-wise, and I'm ready to start the power down if you're ready.
We're checking on that, Peggy. Huntsville is back with you on 2, Peggy. Thank you for that extra information, and you are go for the Kermit hardware power down.
Okay, it works. Huntsville Station 2, the express power down.
We copy.
Station on Solon Space Ground 2 for Shooks and flashcard identifier questions.
Huntsville, this is Shooks from Station, go ahead.
Shooks, just wanted to tag up before your next activity. We are expecting some flashcard identifiers from Voyager displays and Myogenesis if you have those. And you can leave those in a crew note if you'd like.
Request come again with the transmission. You need the flashcard identifier, the card numbers for the...
We need the card numbers for the images for both Voyager displays and Myogenesis, and if you want to leave those in a crew note, we can get up there.
Okay, copy that. I'll do that. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Station Houston on 2 for Peggy.
Houston on 2 for Peggy.
Wanted to let you know that you can now check your email for the time-sensitive item.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Station, this is Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Suave and Sleep in Orbit and Wireless Acoustics.
And Munich Station is Suave on 2. I'm listening.
Hey, Suave. Good to talk to you. We were just wondering what you are up to. We do have a little bit of time constraints on Wireless Acoustics and Sleep in Orbit activities. If you are in the EPO demo activity, that, of course, we'd like to let you finish that, but it has a lower priority than the science of Wireless Acoustics and Sleep in Orbit. So just maybe check in with you and hear what you're doing.
EPO done. Wireless Acoustics done. I'm on Sleep in Orbit now.
Oh, very good. Then we have deltas for you, my friend. When you're ready to copy, the stone note is what troubles us a little bit with the sleep in orbit.
Troubles me as well.
Okay, so the deltas we have would be regarding serial numbers and resto locations. When you go through the procedure, you will see that the currently installed earpiece is serial number 4. This is the one that should be disconnected, but then not trashed, as indicated in the procedure, but rather stowed in a Ziploc. We would still ask you to prepare the Ziploc and label it Sleep in Orbit Used Earpieces. And the new earpiece that you're looking for would be the serial number 6, that is for you to use.
Could you guide me where to find serial number on the earpiece? I did not manage to do this. So I have Sleep in Orbit Ear EG with serial number 03, and that's fine. There are installed earpieces. I don't know where the serial number
is. Give us 1 second.
This is Station on 2 for tomorrow's timeline.
Go ahead on 2, talk.
All the vehicles are in cyan, and the upper row, upper line, and the top line. Hey, copy. Should I turn on TEPA 2? Yes, go ahead and activate it. Okay, there was a dropout. I confirmed that TEPA 2 has been turned on. And by one, I will double check. Sergey, the command to activate it has been sent, Sergey, and we're standing by for it to come on. Okay, thank you. Copy.
Экипаж МКС по Москве в канале.
ISS NCC Moscow on Space Ground 1 for Sergey about the video recording. Go ahead. To turn on the camera on the central post. The compass started on ShSS. So you want the video on ShSS, correct? Yes, please. We will do the checkout. We will see it. We will verify that we can see it. Sergey, could you double check again that should we be connecting to you via GSS? The video is going to come down via GSS. Copy, thank you. Thank you. MCC Moscow, are you seeing the video?
Есть, принимаем картинку.
Yes. We confirm we're seeing the video. Copy.
Есть рекомендация, давайте чуть-чуть.
There is a recommendation. Could you please zoom out a little bit? When you're going to control it, the screen is going to be overlapping, most likely.
Он будет камеру перестать.
We probably will need to relocate the camera then, because this is the maximum zoom out we could provide.
За пультом экран тоже было видно.
When you're working behind the panel. So when we're working at the control panel so that we can still receive the video. Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Тогда хорошо.
Пока хорошо. Приемлемо. Если нам специалисты придут, может, что-нибудь подскажут еще. Вас очень даже устраивает. Спасибо.
Хорошо, принято. Спасибо.
Принято.
MCC Moscow SS on station ground 1 about the prep for docking. Go ahead, on station ground 1. Step 1 is complete. Onboard motion control system is prepared. Everything is aligned. Copy, thank you. MCC Moscow SS on station ground 1. Go ahead and station ground 1.
На формате SMSUD курсы
проведения. On SMSUD, we have course. We see that course subset 1 and 2 are ready. Copy.
Yes, Sergey, your goal to proceed with these actions, and I'll hand it over to the manual rendezvous instructor from this point on. Copy. And also, as far as I understand it, in this step, I'm going to activate INPU 1 control panel, and I will be talking to you using control comm panel 2. Please repeat your last. Who are you going to be talking to? I will be using comm panel 2 for comm. Copy. Comm panel 2. Copy. And you're going to turn on the INPU control panel. Moscow station on space ground 1. Go ahead. Yuri Alexeyevich, good evening. Good evening, Sergey Nikolaevich. INPU 1 is activated. And MAC is set up. Symbol C and the monitor are set up and ready. Copy. And we are currently VHF pass, correct? And audible. Yes, we will continue. All right, so I'm going to be standing by for the course guaranteed potential time at 53 minutes. Copy. Moscow station on space ground 1. Go ahead. Moscow, how do you read me on space ground 1? We have you loud and clear. But time is up for the guaranteed potential checkout, which has been executed. Acquisition confirmed. Current range is 53, range rate 56. Copy. Range is 40 kilometers and range rate is 49 meters per second. Copy. Range is 30 kilometers and range rate is 41. Copy. Range is 20 kilometers and range rate is 30. Copy. And no acquisition. Scanning is on. Copy. The sensor confirmed. At 20, 45, 40, acquisition confirmed. Range is 13.3 and range rate 20. Copy. Sergei Nikolaevich, what is the current range? Please repeat. Current is 12.5 and range rate is 19.0. Copy. Range is 10, range rate 15.5. The image is no longer on. Copy. The image is back on, the vehicle image. Copy. And range is 590. Range rate is 14, nautical. And we are ready to execute the rest of the actions in 4.1. It's your goal. Your goal. Copy, range is 9 kilometers. And unfortunately, I was like sending commands from the SM that I could have gone. Copy. For your goal, receiving. So we are for your.
Good day from Mission Control in Houston and the International Space Station Flight Control Room, where flight controllers here, along with their counterparts across the ocean at the Russian Mission Control Center outside of Moscow, are following the progress of a unpiloted Progress 92 cargo craft. You're seeing a live image of the International Space Station from the Progress. In the middle of those crosshairs, an image of the International Space Station. In the lower left-hand corner, you see two values, the distance currently separating the Progress from its destination and a docking automatically in just a little bit over 42 minutes from now to the Poisk module on the space-facing side of the International Space Station. Currently, Progress just over 5 kilometers away from the station, closing at a rate of just under 9 meters per second. That closure rate will drop to a snail-like pace of about 0.1 meter per second at the time of contact and capture to the Poisk module on the space-facing side of the International Space Station's Russian segment. Docking is scheduled at 4:28 p.m. Central Time, 5:28 p.m. Eastern Time. The Progress, which launched 2 days ago from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan, is about to deliver just a shade over 2.8 tons of food, fuel, and supplies for the crew on board the International Space Station. The Expedition 73 crew is led by the commander, Takoya Onishi of the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, 3 NASA astronauts, Anne McLean, Nicole Ayers, and Johnny Kim, and 3 cosmonauts from Roscosmos, Sergei Ryzhikov, Kirill Peskov, and Alexei Zubritsky. They are joined, as they have been for the past week or so, by 4 members of the Axiom 4 private astronaut mission crew, the commander, former NASA astronaut Peggy Whitson, India's Shubhanshu Shukla, Poland's Swozwash Uznanski Vishnuski, and Hungary's Tibor Kapu. Those 11 crew members have been conducting research and other outreach activities together for the past 9 days or so. The Axiom 4 crew is in the second half of its stay
on board the International Space Station. The station and the Progress, currently orbiting 260 miles above the planet, moving from northwest to southeast in an orbit inclined 51.6 degrees to either side of the equator. All of the systems on board the Progress have functioned perfectly since its launch a couple of days ago from Baikonur. The pre-programmed series of rendezvous maneuvers, and most recently in the last couple of hours, impulse burns, fine course correction burns to refine the Progress's path for its docking to the International Space Station. All of that activity has been conducted flawlessly, and we're expecting an on-time docking of the Progress to the station, again at 4:28 p.m. Central Time, just about 39 and a half minutes from now. As mentioned a moment ago, the Progress's journey to the station began atop a Soyuz 2.1A booster that launched from Launch Pad 6, Site 31 of the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan on Thursday afternoon U.S. time at 2:32 and 40 seconds p.m. Central Time, 3:32 and 40 seconds p.m. Eastern Time. Liftoff occurred just 32 minutes after midnight Baikonur time on the 4th of July. It was an 8-minute, 45-second ride to orbit to deposit the Progress from the third stage of the Soyuz booster, at which point the Progress's solar arrays and navigational antennas were deployed, and the Progress began that pre-programmed sequence of rendezvous maneuvers to incrementally increase its altitude to match that of the International Space Station. The launch was flawless, as has been all of the post-launch activities for the Progress, the unpiloted cargo craft that is now less than 39 minutes away from its destination and a docking to the Poisk module on the space-facing side of the Russian segment of the International Space Station. A short time ago, two of the cosmonauts, Sergei Ryzhikov and Alexei Zubritsky, tested out the TORU system in the Zvezda service module from a control panel. That TORU system is basically an acronym for the telerobotically operated rendezvous system that they would operate through a joystick at that control panel in the unlikely event that a problem would occur with the core's automated rendezvous system on Progress. Core, however, is currently locked on to its target on the International Space Station, with a distance of just over 2.5 kilometers now separating the cargo craft from the Poisk module. About 11.5 minutes from now, the Progress will arrive in the neighborhood or the vicinity close in to the International Space Station and will conduct a fly-around of about 15 degrees of a phase angle to precisely align its forward docking probe to the Poisk module. There will be a very, very brief momentary opportunity for station keeping to allow the Russian flight controllers to assess the precise alignment of that forward docking probe to Poisk before the command is given for initiating final approach that will result in the docking of the Progress to Poisk.
Relative to Progress, and the range rate is 8.3. Copy.
Progress continues with its precise path to the station with a closure rate of just over 8 meters per second. Its closure rate decreasing with every passing second, the distance now just over 2 kilometers separating Progress from Poisk. Once the docking occurs, the forward docking probe will retract to bring the two docking interfaces between Progress and Poisk, flush against one another. Will be a soft mate. Then the hooks will close from Progress side to the docking port on Poisk, forming a hard mate that will enable leak checks to occur on both sides of the docking interface to ensure that we have a tight seal between the arriving cargo craft and the International Space Station. It will be at the crew's discretion at that point, the cosmonauts' discretion, as to whether they would press ahead in the end of a very long workday for them tonight to open up the hatch to Progress and begin to unload its cargo, or simply wait for Sunday morning to begin that task. Progress has just completed what is known as Impulse 4, the latest in those series of small, fine-tuned mid-course correction burns that will more precisely align its path for the beginning of the fly-around of the station that is just 9 minutes from now. And you can see the progress now aligning itself with a good view of the International Space Station through this external cross-haired engineering camera on the resupply vehicle.
The center of the vehicle monitor. Copy. Range is 1.7.
Grizhikov and Zabritsky will conduct one more test of the TORU backup rendezvous system that they are responsible for controlling. In the event a problem would occur with the Corps' automated rendezvous system on the Progress vehicle, however, Corps is in good shape right now, locked on to the POISC module with a comparable, basically a radar beacon system that bounces signals back and forth to ensure that the Progress is on course for a precise alignment following the fly-around of the station and final approach for docking.
All the buttons are released on the PPS signal conversion unit control panel. Activating power, copy. Power activation confirmed. Control handles are powered.
And there is our first view from the International Space Station's external cameras of the Progress. Again, the Progress began its journey to reach the International Space Station just 2 days, 1 hour and 22 minutes ago, closing in for what is expected to be an on-time link-up to the POISC module, docking schedule just 33 and a half minutes from now.
And all LEDs have illuminated, neutral, LEDs off, moving it to the left. All LEDs are on, neutral, off, moving it down. All four LEDs are on, neutral, LEDs off.
View of progress from the station's external cameras as the two vehicles sail in sync about 260 miles above the South Pacific.
Clockwise to the right, all four are on, neutral off. Counterclockwise, all four LEDs are illuminated, neutral LEDs are off. Starting the THC test, THC to the right, and all four LEDs are on. Neutral position, LEDs off, and moving it to the other side, LEDs are on, LEDs are off, moving it down, the LEDs are on, neutral, off, moving it up, four LEDs are on.
You're hearing the neutral translation of reports from Sergei Ryzhikov in the Zvezda service module as he and Alexei Zabritsky run procedures to test out the TORU backup rendezvous system.
The LEDs are illuminated, moving it to neutral.
Which again would only be used in the event of a problem that would prevent the Corps' automated rendezvous system on progress from guiding the resupply craft in for its unpiloted automated docking, scheduled just 31 and a half minutes from now. 930 meters now separating progress from the station, closing at a rate of about 2.5 meters per second.
And when they're released, they are not illuminated. THC-RHC test is complete, and the test is successful.
And the TORU test now complete and deemed successful. That confirmation coming from the Russian flight control team and the Russian mission control center outside of Moscow.
Four LEDs are on. AGC mode is next. Indication confirmed.
A short time ago here in the mission control room here in Houston, Flight Director Heidi Brewer conducted a poll of her team of flight controllers and all positions pulled go for docking. That information was relayed to her counterpart at the Russian Mission Control Center, so everything is set as we stand by for the beginning of the fly-around by progress of the International Space Station as it enters the neighborhood of the complex and with its 11 crew members currently in its pre-sleep period.
I'm waiting for 5 seconds now. Moving it back to initial and I'm pressing all the way through indication number one. So I'll keep it as is for now and deactivate in the station mode. LEDs are off. Off for operation and buttons, and door hardware tests are complete.
And the sixth in the series of small mid-course correction burns, these impulse burns using the Progress's thrusters, now complete. We are just about 640 meters away from the Progress arriving at its docking port on the space-facing side of the Russian segment of the station. That docking port was made available with the departure of the old 90 Progress cargo craft back on July 1st. It undocked, backed away, and a few hours later was deorbited by the Russian flight control team for a destructive but harmless reentry over the Pacific Ocean. 579 meters separating Progress from the station, about 2.5 minutes until the beginning of the fly-around. Everything very quiet on board the International Space Station. The cosmonauts on board the complex focused on their procedures as they monitor the approach of the Progress 92 cargo craft, loaded with just a hair over 2.8 tons of food, fuel, and supplies for the crew members on board the International Space Station. This is a view of a Soyuz vehicle that is docked to the Prashal node module on the Earth-facing side of the International Space Station, and to the right, coming in to the field of view very clearly, is the Progress resupply craft, the Progress and station flying 260 miles over the South Pacific.
We need 101.27 in the start of the fly round.
And the Progress has now initiated its automated fly around of the International Space Station. Again, this fly around will be at a phase angle of about 15 degrees. The CORE's automated rendezvous system will bring the Progress to a point directly above the station's Poisk module for a very brief period of station keeping, allowing the Russian flight controllers to assess the alignment forward docking probe on Progress to the Poisk docking port. Just about 350 meters separating Progress from Poisk, closing at a rate now of about 0.8 of a meter per second. We're in a short handover between satellites on our tracking and data relay satellite system. We'll pick up video from both the Progress and the station just a few minutes from now, well in time for the final approach and docking of the Progress to the Poisk module. Again, 2.8 tons of food, fuel, and supplies being carried to the station. Once the docking occurs, there will be a brief period where the relative motion between the two vehicles will dampen out against one another, allowing the forward docking probe to begin retracting and for Progress hooks to close around the Poisk docking mechanism to form a hard mate between the two vehicles. The cosmonauts on board are expected to begin about 90 minutes of leak checks to ensure that we have an airtight seal between the Progress and Poisk. And then it will be at the crew's discretion, the cosmonauts' discretion, as to whether they would begin the process of opening the hatch to Progress and beginning to unload its cargo, or simply wait till Sunday morning to do that. Progress and the station about to begin a southwest and northeasterly track that will carry the two vehicles over the coast of Chile and the Andes Mountains.
250 is the range. 045 is the range rate. Visually, I see it one cell away. Copy.
All of the engine firings and the rendezvous maneuvers have been executed on time. No issues so far with the approach of the Progress for its docking to the International Space Station, docking about 23.5 minutes from now. The targeted docking time, 4:28 p.m. Central Time, 5:28 p.m. Eastern Time.
I see a small shift to the right.
one cell away.
Again, we're in a brief handover between satellites on the tracking and data relay satellite system. We should be acquiring television once again from the station just a few minutes from now.
Okay. Range right to 20. Range right is 015. We're continuing to monitor. Copy.
How about that?
There's the number one disappears occasionally. Copy. The station plane, the we're at 215 is the range, and 015 is the range rate. We're transitioning to plane of the solar arrays. On the display, we see the range of 195. Copy.
Reports from the cosmonauts on board the station as they are looking at their data shows a separation distance of just under 200 meters between Progress and the station. Progress continuing its fly around of the station. We're expecting a very brief period of station keeping about 6 minutes from now.
210 is the range, and 008 is the range rate. Copy.
We are just under 200 meters separating now the Progress 92 cargo craft and the International Space Station. Everything continues to go very quickly. Away from between the International Space Station and our satellites.
205, it's in the upper semisphere. We're monitoring the automatic fly around.
Cosmonauts reporting that the fly around of Progress to align itself with the Poisk module continues to go very smoothly.
I am ready to work with the AGC mode. Copy. I'm activating the initial Bateus. I am activating operation. Copy. You see the four LEDs. Sending the AGC command. Two indicators of not change. Mode command again. Copy. We see the video has been undergone the AGC mode transition. Range is 200 and range rate is 006. Copy. If there's no need to work the AGC mode anymore, I can turn off the AGC mode.
To either side of the equator. We're moments away from reacquiring our television signal through the tracking and data relay satellite system.
A little up and to the right.
Progress is wrapping up its fly around of the station to precisely align itself with the Poisk module.
And now we're going to...
Just about 180 meters separating the Progress from the docking port on the space-facing side of the International Space Station. The Progress is being guided through its core's automated rendezvous system. A short time ago, the cosmonauts in the Zvezda service module, Sergei Ryzhikov and Alexei Zubritsky, finished testing the TORU system, the backup rendezvous system, the acronym standing for the telerobotically operated rendezvous system. that they would take over manual control of the flying of Progress in the unlikely event a problem would occur with CORS. So far, so good with CORS. It's locked on to its docking target, and all of the maneuvers for Progress are continuing in good shape. Standing by for the completion of the fly around and the start of station keeping.
The depot thrusters are working along the roll axis, and the range rate is almost zero. 180 is the range. Notable.
And the Progress has completed its fly around and now is nulled its rates and has begun a very brief period of station keeping at a distance of about 180 meters.
Early approach. Item 3-3 of the 4-9 of the radiogram 4972. The four LEDs, I am activating display number 44. West Central and release, we confirm approach.
After a very brief period of station keeping, the Russian flight control team, very happy with what they're seeing on the alignment of the forward docking probe on Progress with the poise module, and final approach has now been initiated. Docking expected about 14 minutes from now.
079, and they're accelerating. Tipo off. We entered 08 for approach. 079 is the range rate according to the display. We do not clearly see the docking port yet. And we don't see the crosshairs yet. We don't see the target yet. Illuminating to the left. 13 minutes until the eclipse. 140 is the range. The range rate is the same.
And we're back with video now through our tracking and data relay satellite system. The view from the external crosshaired engineering camera on Progress. The lower left-hand corner showing a distance between Progress and the station of just over 100 meters, closing at a rate now of 6/10 of a meter per second.
Range 120. Right now, the ticket conditions for observation, we see the docking port. 064 is the range rate. It has decreased. Copy. A copy all.
As mentioned previously, everything is going on without any issue as the Progress now in the final leg, final home stretch, and the good view of the Progress now from external cameras on the station as it closes the final 100 meters, just about 80 meters now separating Progress from Poisk. At a distance of about 47 meters, just moments from now, Progress will conduct a routine braking thruster test. As the docking system on the Progress will be activated.
I do not really see the target yet, but half a cell off. Copy.
Flying from southwest to northeast, 260 miles over eastern Brazil now. Progress just 55 meters away from its destination.
Range is 50 meters. Range rate is 02.
Now just under 50 meters separating Progress from Poisk.
The target is almost in the center. It's a little bit to the right and up by about half a cell. Up. Target is shifted to the right by one cell. 02 is the range rate, and range is 45. Notable. Copy. I'll copy.
From this camera angle, the Progress will be disappearing from view behind structure on the station.
Range is 40 meters, 018 range rate, and the target is shifted to the right by one cell.
And a good view now of Progress through another camera on the outside of the International Space Station, less than 40 meters from docking, closing at a rate of just over 1/10 of a meter per second.
It is in the center. Range is 35 meters. The range rate is 013. Copy. 8 minutes until the eclipse. Docking forge. I don't see the docking forge too well, too clearly. I do not see any major offsets. 31 orange range rate 031, 30 meters. I can execute the 30 meter range PPS command. Four LEDs, they release it and no longer illuminated. Sensing the back away enabled. Four LEDs. Four.
Again, the view from the Progress camera.
Range is 20.
Less than 30 meters separating Progress from its port of call on the Poisk module at the space-facing side of the station's Russian segment, closing at a steady rate of just over one-tenth of a meter per second.
If you give me a go, I will try to use AGC mode again. Yes, I will give you a go.
The view that you saw just a second ago showed a diamond-shaped docking target right at the center of the crosshairs of the Progress's external camera. There it is in view once again. The Poisk docking port just above those crosshairs at the top of your view.
20-meter range. The target is in the center, and the misalignment is very minor. Copy all.
20 meters now separating Progress from Poisk. Everything looking good.
15 meters. Showing at 17. So there is very minor misalignment between the crosshairs. Copy.
Core's automated rendezvous system doing what it's supposed to. Guiding the Progress in for a precise alignment. The forward docking probe is extended. Everything is set for contact and capture just a few minutes from now.
Usually the range is about 12 meters, but it's showing 15 to 16 meters, and the range rate is 009. The target is lower of the high.
Approaching 10 meters of separation between the points.
Usually the range is about 10 meters, showing as 009.
Everything looking good.
In the middle. And the crosshairs are aligned, and the shift, the misalignment is very, very minor. Audible. The video is not very clear. I am continuing to monitor. The target is a little lower by half a cell. The range is less than 3 meters.
Under 3 meters. Everything's still looking good. Good alignment.
Right along the roll.
Standing by for contact and capture.
About 1 meter. We're expecting contact. The range rate is...
Contact. Capture confirmed. Docking confirmed. At 4:25 p.m. Central Time, 5:25 p.m. Eastern Time. Progress has arrived at the Poisk module of the International Space Station, docking occurring 260 miles over the South Atlantic.
We are waiting for next instructions. Copy.
And the forward docking probe on Progress now beginning to retract to bring the two surfaces, the docking interfaces, if you will, between Progress and Poisk flush against one another for the initiation of the closing of the hooks on Progress. Once again, docking occurring at 4:25 p.m. Central Time, 5:25 p.m. Eastern Time, as Progress and the space station flew 260 miles over the South Atlantic.
And after that, we're going to perform the tour deactivation. Okay, I am waiting for your review. Construction is going to be about 8 minutes. Okay, copy.
As we wait for the completion of the retraction of the forward docking probe and the relative motion between the two vehicles to dampen out, that will start the closing of the hooks for Progress to form a hard mate between it and the Poisk module. So the journey that began 2 days ago with its launch from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan is complete. 2.8 tons of food, fuel, and supplies being delivered to the residents on board the International Space Station. As we stand by for the final procedures to be completed with the Progress now docked to the International Space Station, a busy week lies ahead for the crew on board the International Space Station, the final week of activity for the Axiom 4 private astronauts on board. Once again, docking occurring just a couple of minutes ahead of schedule at 4:25 p.m. Central, 5:25 p.m. Eastern Time, as the Progress executed a flawless approach. All of the rendezvous milestones were conducted in perfect fashion. All of the pre-programmed automated engine firings to first raise the altitude of the Progress to match that of the International Space Station, culminating with a link-up over the South Atlantic just a few minutes ago at 4:25 p.m. Central Time. Back here in the flight control room at Mission Control in Houston, the Orbit 2 team of flight controllers, led by Flight Director Heidi Brewer, watching over the final procedures to link the Progress up to the International Space Station. And we now have confirmation that the Progress hooks have been closed. We have a hard mate between Progress and the International Space Station's Poisk module to complete today's rendezvous activities. So with all of that work having been conducted in perfect fashion, we'll wrap up our coverage of the Progress's arrival at the International Outpost. Again, Progress 92 delivering 2.8 tons of food, fuel, and supplies. Residents on board the International Space Station, docking occurring on time, actually just a few minutes ahead of schedule at 4:25 p.m. Central Time, 5:25 p.m. Eastern Time. So with that, we'll wrap up our coverage for today. We hope you have an excellent remainder of your holiday weekend, and we'll invite you to join us back here in Mission Control very soon. Progress 92, rendezvousing and docking perfectly to the International Space Station. This is Mission Control Houston.
Next station on 2 for blood tubes.
Munich is with you on 2.
Good morning. Sorry for all the questions, but you guys just want one 3x5 mesh bag for all 4 tubes. Is that correct?
That is affirmative.
Next station, this is Schultz.
Munich is with you on 2. And Schultz, Munich is with you on 2.
And good morning, and just wanted to check, I have deployed the personal acoustic monitor. The display was not coming on, and I put it on charge, and now it is charging. I will leave it deployed and restore it back up once checking the battery status up, you know, fully charged.
And copy all shifts. So we did have information on ground that there is low battery, and we would like you to keep it on the charger until tonight, where you have the next wireless acoustic activity at 17:50.
Roger, copy that. Thank you.
Thank you. Station Munich on Space Ground 2 for SWAP for Maxine session.
Phoenix Station, this is Swavo 2 for Maxine.
Good morning, Swavo. Just to let you know that Munich is coming on board with VCA-1 to support your session.
Excellent, understood, and I'm working on VCA-1.
Copy all, thank you.
Is your field of view, Munich?
And we are still routing the video, so I will let you know if we need any camera angle changes when we have it down here. Grant Swavosh, back with you on Space to Ground 2.
It's Swavosh here, listening.
Can we have the camera view slightly moved so we can also see the AstroPi IR? Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Swavosh. No response required. The video looks great.
Station Swavosh on 2.
Munich is with you on 2.
And I have completed both Maxine sessions and installed all the equipment. And thank you for combining both.
Thank you for your support, Swavosh.
And greetings to everyone in Europe.
And we send our greetings back.
Station on 2 for Ice Cube.
Peggy, Munich with you on 2. Good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning to you as well. I've got USB connected, so I'm ready for you guys to come on board.
Put it in work, and we'll have the media set ready for your voice check in about 2 minutes. Station Munich on Space Ground 2 with a heads up to all crew members. The media set event with live audio and video broadcast from Columbus will start shortly.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Shoops and Sprouts.
Houston Station, this is Shoops confirmed calling for Sprouts.
Hey Shoops, this is Huntsville. We see that you have started our activity. We still don't see the lab cam routed, but I do want to we don't see the lab cam view down here. But I do want to let you know that we can move over to Space to Ground 3, and Shankini is available to talk to you through the procedure.
Roger, copy that. And I was just collecting the items. We'll set up the camera right away after this.
We copy. Thank you.
Also, Station on 2, this is TV for Retopic.
Go ahead on 2.
Good morning. Wheat has reached the lid of the containers, and I was wondering if I should remove the lid or not, or if I can remove.
And Rob, we copy. Can you tell me what activity you're talking about right now?
This is the wheat topic with the plants, with the radish and pepper and the wheat. And I left a crew note, I think, 1 or 2 days ago when I observed that the wheat is growing actually, I think, faster than expected. And it already reached the lid. So I was wondering if I should remove. I can send you pictures if that helps.
We copy, Slav. Pictures would be great. We will look into if we need to remove the lid or not, so hold on to that. But while I have you, you can consider this your hand pass reminder with the rise time of 0929.
Excuse me, was it for Slav or TB?
We copy.
That's okay.
Event in Columbus has finished, and we have resumed nominal audio and video configuration.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Tibby and Vitabrick. Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Peggy and Kermit.
Self Station on 2, I'm ready for Kermit if you are.
Peggy Huntsville is with you on 2, you are go to start Kermit.
Right, and we're... Huntsville Station on 2, Kermit setup is complete.
Copy, Peggy, thank you.
Huntsville Station is Swav on 2 for Michael Friedrichs.
Chuck Schwab, Huntsville is with you on 2 for microfluids.
Yes, I was on 2. Did I change?
Space to ground 2, it's just fine for this activity.
This is Schwab on 2. I'm sorry, it cut off and I didn't hear the end of your sentence.
Space to ground 2 is just fine for this activity. We can use space to ground 2.
Okay, excellent. I would be ready to start slightly in advance, if this is okay for you. If not, I can wait.
Checking. Schwab Huntsville is back with you on 2. You are go to start early, but we'd like you to set up lab cam 1 for this activity.
Okay.
And in addition to that, we have results from the last set of microfluidics ops that you performed. Two of the slides had too much solution, but three of them were exactly what was needed for imaging. Steps 2.5 and 2.6 provide direction on how to ensure the correct amount of solution is dispensed onto those slides.
Yes, I know. I'll pay double attention when using the dry wipes and choosing the quantity. Thank you.
You're welcome. Copy all.
Station Huntsville and Space to Ground 2 for any available USOF crew member and some laptop help at your convenience.
Ground 2.
Hey, I think this is Vapor, hopefully. We do have some quick need to check out a laptop ELC3. It's that coal aft 1. If you have a chance, just report what you see on the screen, reseat the power barrel connector, and then give it a hard power cycle.
You guessed right, it is Vapor, and I will check out ELC3.
Thank you so much.
Huntsville Station, it's Rav on 2 for microfluidics.
We are with you on 2.
Wanted to double check the field of view from the lab cam 2. Is this okay for you?
Checking. And Swab, that field of view looks good. Thank you.
Welcome.
Swab Station on 2 for ELC3.
Super, go ahead.
So the screen, it has a little pop-up on it, and it says HP PC Hardware Diagnostics UEFI, and then it says it's a version number, and then it says memory test, hard drive check language, or exit.
Okay, copy, we're checking.
Yeah, it looks like I can select one of the options, the memory test, hard drive check language, or exit.
Okay, you can select the hard drive check.
And do we want to do a quick check or extensive check?
Let's do the quick check.
Huntsville Station on 2 for the diagnostics. Our hard drive check, it says smart check passed, short DST passed, and then it has the option to go back to the main menu.
Mary, we copy and you can go back to the main menu.
Okay. So it's back to the that menu with the four different options now.
All right, Vapor, we copy. If you have a moment, we're going to just do a hard reset that will be to power off the laptop and remove the power chain from the back of the laptop, then remove the battery. Then you'll press and hold that power button for 15 seconds. Put the battery back in, the power chain back in, and we'll see if it turns on.
Got it. Do you want me to exit out of this window first or just go with the hard reboot?
You can go ahead and just do the hard reboot.
And Huntsville Station for ELC3, the reboot put us right back at the original screen, the diagnostics menu.
Okay, we copy, Vapor. Thanks for your help. We will stand down from now, but we appreciate you taking your time out of your Saturday.
Yeah, no worries. Anytime.
We wanted to follow up with an answer about the wheat and the lids. I guess there's no action for you today to just to remove the lids. We're planning an activity on Monday that should have all the lids to adjust them. So, no need to do anything today.
All right, thank you.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Suave and Microfluidics.
Huntsville to Suave on 2.
We are watching the camcorder view on the ground, and in step 2.11, we would like you to continue recording on the slide until about 5 minutes, 3 to 5 minutes has elapsed, or until you see all of the fluid go through the slide.
Whichever is first, 3 to 5 minutes, or slow it goes to the end of the sample. Is that correct?
Be firm.
Hey, welcome. Transit station 1212 for microfluidics to check if the grounding is complete. Ground commanding is complete.
Ground commanding is with you on two. Ground commanding is complete, and you are go in 3.1.
Fine, thank you. Transit station 1212 for microfluidics. So the samples are in the microscope, and I will download now the imagery in step 3.7.
We copy, thank you.
The station is 1212 for microfluidics.
Swab Huntsville is with you on 2. We are not ready for you to begin yet. You are not go. We should be ready in about 10 minutes. We'll give you a call.
Okay, excellent. Standing by. Thank you.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Swab and microfluidics.
All right, that was on 3. I'm on 2 now.
Peggy, Huntsville's with you on 2.
Huntsville Station on 2. Did you call? Yeah, did you make a call previously? We were in the node and I didn't hear it.
We did. We were calling for Swab to let him know that we are ready for his next microfluidics activity, and he is go in step 3.8.
Okay, I'll get it.
Thank you.
Huntsville Station on 2 for microfluidics and Swab here. Should I continue?
Huntsville's with you on 2, Swab. Yes, we are ready for you to continue. Could you also readjust the camera? It looks like it may have gotten bumped.
Yes, okay. Yeah. How about this? Is this fine?
That works. Thank you so much.
Huntsville Station 712 for microfluidics. I just wanted to let you know that the samples were in the middle of the microscope, so not on at the most accessible position. I could still remove this, no problem, but maybe there is a specific parking position to remove them in an easier way.
We copy Swab, and we are checking on that. Swab, Huntsville is with you on 2, no response required, but that was a good data point for us, and we will make sure to command it differently so that they aren't in that position the next time you need to take them out. Copy, thumbs up.
Huntsville Station at 1212 for microfluidics.
We're with you on 2.
I downlinked videos as well as prepared 3 samples in the previous step and then placed directly in the microscope. So I need to prepare 2 samples, finish off preparing with videos and then downlink again. Okay for you?
That's affirmative. That is okay.
Huntsville Station, it's 1212 for microfluidics. The samples are in the microscope, and now I'll basically transfer the last 2 films and turn down the setup.
We copy.
Station Huntsville, on Space Ground 2, for any available USOS crew member and ELC-3 help at your convenience.
Hello, with you. Go ahead.
Good morning, Talk. Thanks for answering. Earlier on the shift, we had Vapor perform a hard reboot of ELC-3. Unfortunately, that was no joy, and now we no longer have access to health and status for our LIDAL payload that depends on ELC-3, and we do need to recover. So if you have a few minutes, we need to perform a full field strip of the laptop if you're willing, and I have a procedure reference and location when you need it.
Okay, I think the procedure is 4-4-410 and it's in Columbus, right?
Yes, that's the right procedure, and yes, it's in Columbus, Columbus aft-1.
Copy, aft-1, put it in lock.
Thank you so much.
Huntsville Station on 2 for ELC-3.
Talk, go ahead and 2.
Yeah, when I checked it, ELC-3 was in some kind of diagnostic mode, so I exited. Looks like now it's running on the nominal operational system. So can you check the status now? Then let me know if I still need the field strip.
We copy. Thank you for letting us know. We are seeing good indications here on the ground. So for For now, we will go ahead and stand down, but we'll give you a call back if we need further help.
Hey, let me know anytime.
Station Tsukuba on Space One 2 for any available USOS crew member for JCP switchover.
Go ahead, Akio.
Hey, Tak. Great to hear your voice. Let's see. As a part of a power down plan for today for upcoming progress docking, we'll be performing the JCP switchover from JCP Bravo to JCP Alpha at 1300. This was added due to a last-minute change, and therefore we were not able to mention this in the today's daily summary. But I'd just like to give you a heads up. Please be advised, starting 1300 about 5 minutes during the switchover, GEM smoke detection, IFHX leak detection, auto response for emergency, as well as caution warning panel lights in the GEM, will not be functioning. And of course, once it's complete, we'll let you know. Okay.
We'll be starting 1300, and it'll take about 5 minutes to switch over from JCP Bravo to Alpha, smoke detection, and IFHX leak detection, and automatic isolation response to emergency in JPM, as well as caution warning panel lighting, are not functional. Thanks for heads up.
That's a perfect copy. Thanks, Dad. And again, once complete, I will let you know.
Thank you.
Houston Station on 2 for housekeeping.
Good afternoon. Go ahead.
Morning. Wondering, I'm ready to start the vacuuming. If you could inhibit smoke detection in the airlock, node 1, node 3, and lab.
Airlock, node 1, node 3, and lab in work.
Okay, thanks.
Station Houston on 2. As requested, airlock, node 1, node 3, and lab cabin smoke detection has been inhibited.
I will call when we're clean.
Excellent.
Station Tsukuba on Space 1-2 for TAC. JCP switchover now has been completed successfully.
Okay, Akio, great job, and really appreciate you guys working so hard on the weekend. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You too, and have a good rest of your weekend.
Thank you very much. Good to talk to you.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Peggy and Suave.
It's off here on
Twitter.
Hey, Peggy. Hey, Suave. We're tracking that the imaging for the Clio ops is going to take longer than we anticipated. There are constraints that would impact these activities if they run long. So due to that, we'd like to see if Suave can perform his third and final microfluidics activity early before his midday meal.
I could stop it now if this is a convenient time.
That would be great. And also, we have a delta for your stowage note. We're tracking that you will have two microfluidic slides left in a Ziploc bag. And instead of trashing those, could you add to the Ziploc bag the label that this is for Axiom Return and stow it in the CTB it originally came from, which is in line 4 of your stowage note?
I could, if I understand correctly, because I already have 3 samples in a Ziploc bag. So, should I add these 2 to the same Ziploc?
That's a firm, and we'll actually save all of them for return. A firm swab, and we'll save those all for return.
Okay, so just to confirm, there will be 5 samples in a Ziploc bag that will be returning.
A firm.
Excellent, thank you.
Thank you. And for Peggy, we think it would help to take full advantage of our KU band coverage at 1423. So we would like your Clio activity at 1440 to be performed at that time, which is about 15 minutes early.
It's currently on the schedule. It looks like 14.
Peggy Huntsville's with you on 2. I heard you starting to respond, and then I lost you in a handover. Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Peggy.
Go ahead. looks to me like I'm currently scheduled at 14:40. You want me to start like at 14:25 when that K event starts?
That's affirmative.
Copy.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Huntsville Station, on to it, Suav for microfluidics question.
Hans with you on two.
Hi. I wanted to ask on the stowage of this these five samples, microfluidics that will be returning, I just wanted to confirm this is the CTV 1016 where I took them from. Is that correct?
Affirm, that's the correct CTV.
Excellent. Thank you. And thanks for the support for all the experiments.
We appreciate that on the ground. Thank you, guys.
And on two for housekeeping.
Houston's here.
Morning, flight. I am complete with the housekeeping in the lab, node one, airlock, and node three. So you can re-enable those smoke detectors, and if I could get node two inhibited, please.
In work.
Okay, thank you.
Houston, as requested, node 2 cabin smoke detection is inhibited, and we are finishing up re-enabling the rest of the smoke detection.
Station copy, thank you.
Station Huntsville on space to ground 2 for Tibby and AET.
Hey, are you ready for Cleo up?
Hey, Peggy, Huntsville's with you on 2, and we are ready for you to begin.
All right, good work.
Station Huntsville on space to ground 2 for Peggy. That sample was shown to the wrong camera, so we need to take another look at it really quick. We see it, thank you, and it's a little hard to read which sample is where. Could you tell us? Copy nod.
Huntsville, number 11 is in the front, closest to the door opening, and 12 is in the back.
We copy, thank you.
And Huntsville Station on 2, do you anticipate that we'll do the pullout at the correct time as per timeline?
Right now, that's what we're tracking, but we'll let you know if that changes.
Absolutely, no problem. I'm flexible.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
So Station on 2 for aerosol monitors.
Huntsville's with you on 2, Vapor.
Hey, just looking for a go to step into the removal, the card remove activity.
Vapor, you are go, and I have a quick request for you if you're ready.
Send it.
During your two aerosol monitor activities, you'll be removing and inserting some cards. We just want you to look at the serial numbers and let us know if you see serial number 4.
Okay, I'll let you know if 4 is there.
Thanks, Vapor.
Station on 2 for housekeeping. Housekeeping complete. You can re-enable smoke detectors in node 2.
We copy, and we'll re-enable the smoke detectors.
Yep.
Station Houston on 2 for smoke detector status.
Right on 2.
Node 2 smoke detector has been re-enabled.
Okay, thank you much.
Station on Sun, space to ground 2 for any USOS crew in assistance with Melfi 1.
Go ahead on 2 for Melfi.
Thanks for a quick answer. We got an EM that said Melfi 1, Doer 1 at GEM Deck 4 might be open or unlatched. Can you check that? Close it and relatch it.
It's latched. It was unlatched. The door was closed, but it was unlatched and it was kind of clocked. The handle was clocked about 20 degrees, so it is now closed and locked.
Copy, and we see on our telemetry that it's closed and good, so thanks for your assistance.
Well, station on 2 for aerosol monitors.
Go ahead on 2.
William, so for the procedure 2.002, I can give you 2.16, 17, and 18. Everything came on nominally, and they're all showing the correct SD card indications, and Magic is showing warming up. And then serial number 4 was in serial number alpha for the monitor. So I found serial number 4 for the SD card.
We copy all. Thank you. And Vapor, just some good words. That is the expected config. So thanks again.
Great news. Pencil station on 2 for aerosol monitors. The SD cards are in the readers to close out this activity.
We copy. Copy. Vapor, thank you so much for your help. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Enjoy your time. To station on 2 for lab PCS.
It's UN2. Cronus was just noticing the lab PCS appeared to be offline.
Yes, it is being a little bit moody on this Saturday afternoon. I came by and everything was cyan, so I was going to shut down the software and restart it, but there was a message on it that said a failure with the heartbeat counter, please restart the PCS. So I restarted it, and the software did not start up. There is a message that says repetitive failure in process server 1553, please restart. So I was in the middle of checking cables. All the cables appear to be good, but if you have any other thoughts, let me know.
Okay. Copy all. Thanks for double-checking the cables. That would have been our next course of action. With that, you can do a hard reset and just double-check everything after that hard reset is in place, and hopefully that will take care of it.
Okay, hard reboot in work.
Thanks so much.
Station for lab PCS, it appears that hard reboot worked, and it is starting back up normally.
We see the same. Thanks so much for your help.
Station on Solid Space to Ground 2 for Shooks and Microalgae.
And this is Shooks from Microalgae. Please go ahead.
Shooks, good afternoon. We were on the ground looking for your photos from yesterday or last night in this morning's microalgae. We were unable to find them. Do you know where you stored them?
Yeah, I did. I incorrectly stored the photos. I labeled them as cyanobacteria, but I went ahead and changed the name. But I guess you guys would have downloaded it before I changed the name. So can you please look in the folder named cyanobacteria? There would be two folders called cyanobacteria.
Copy labeled cyanobacteria, and you did relabel though. So, yeah, we'll take a look. Thank you.
Yeah, I did relabel, but in case you've not found it, so that means that probably you guys would have downloaded it before I relabeled. So in case you can have a look. If not, just let me know.
We copy. We'll take a look, but you're good to resume your timeline. Thanks for your help.
Thank you. Huntsville Station on 2, are you ready for Cleo, or would you like me to stand by for a bit?
You are go to start Cleo.
Right, and am I also go to get the other sample out at the same time, just so I can say one opening and closing on the table?
That's affirmative, and we love that idea.
All right, inward.
Peggy Huntsville's with you on two. We're taking a look at that right now. That looks good, but we're seeing blurry numbers again. Could you read those down when you get a chance? Copy.
6 is in the front and 5 is in the back, near the hinge.
Thanks, Peggy Huntsville. Copies.
Your next station is Swab on 2 for EPL recordings.
Good afternoon, Swab. Munich is with you on 2.
Afternoon. I have a question. I started recording with Newton's Cradle, and it's in step 14, it says to record the crew message according to the execution note, but I didn't find any message provided in the execution note.
Copy, Swab. Let me check on that. We'll come back to you.
Sure. Thank you.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Swab and EPL recording.
Thank you, Swab on 2.
Thanks for standing by, Swab, and I got news from the specialist that this step is a leftover, so you can skip step 14.2 and proceed with 14.3.
Okay, so I am not recording any specific crew message, is that correct?
And that is affirmative.
Excellent, thank you.
Yep.
We were looking for a status update of where you are and activities, but we've got some things on the ground.
I just get a few things that I'm checking the people.
Thank you. reminder that this Tesh balance activity is your lowest priority activity, and at 1625, when I give you a call, we'll give you an update on your priorities for the rest of the day. And thank Station on Solid Space to Ground 2 for Tibby and Tesh. Thanks for the offer to record, but we do not need you to record.
Okay, sounds good. Hansel, Station on 2 for Tesh balance.
Hansel's with you on 2.
Got a little bit ahead of myself. Can we still do the steel ruler thing so you guys can calibrate the field of view?
Affirmative. Thanks for asking.
Hansel, Station on 2 for Tesh balance.
Go ahead on 2.
So we are up at 25, so I should go ahead with the tear down part, right?
Have a little bit of a delta for you. We think you can go ahead and perform step 5 with your eyes open, or at least through step 5 with your eyes open. So ending at step 5.4, and then move to step 9 to clean up.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll go ahead and do the eyes closed part just in case, and then I will clean up.
We copy, Shooks, and once you're done cleaning up, Tibby. Once you're done cleaning up, give us a call.
Will do. Thank you, Hansel. Hansel Station on Space Ground 2. This is Tibby for the arranged call after test balance.
Go ahead on 2, Tibby.
You're asking for a call from me after cleaning up.
Affirm. So you're all done with Tesh. We wanted to give you some insight into the priorities. So your priorities are to do your next imaging activity, the flexible one that's coming up in the next 2 minutes. And after that, we want you to go back to the AET activity. And then I'm going to give Peggy a call here in just a second to see if she can step in and do the neuro activities on your timeline.
All right, sounds good.
Copy, thanks. Let us know if you need anything. Station Unsaw on Space to Ground 2 for Peggy and timeline updates.
Edmund sales for timeline. I copied part of it, but I didn't copy all of it.
Copy, thank you. So we were just talking to Tibby, and in order to keep his timeline going, we could use your help with completing the neuromotion activities, the two activities on his timeline, if you're able.
That's in work. No problem.
Thank you. And at the end, we just want to make sure that you let Tibby know any information he needs to continue.
He's right here. He's copying.
Excellent. Thanks for stepping in.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Peggy and laptop troubleshooting.
Go ahead, Huntsville on 2.
Hey, our Express Rack 6 laptop, that's the one over in the Lab Overhead 4 location, is hung up, and we are using it for our activities right now, and we were wondering if you could take a look at it for us.
Got a blank, light blue screen, nothing else on it. You want me to power cycle it?
Affirm, thank you.
I'm still stationed on 2. You should be back up and running.
Peggy, we're with you on 2, and yes, we do see it back on our end, so thank you for your help troubleshooting.
Problem at all. Give me a holler when you're ready.
Will do. Station on Phil on Space Ground 2 for Peggy and Cleo.
Yeah, Phil, ready for the sample to come out?
We are, thank you.
Phil, Station on 2 for Cleo.
We're with you for Cleo.
Sorry, I had to get in the stable twice on that one. I had put the wrong containers up front, and so I pulled out the wrong one. Anyway, so it might have been a little more impacted CO2-wise, and I'm ready to start the power down if you're ready.
We're checking on that, Peggy. Huntsville is back with you on 2, Peggy. Thank you for that extra information, and you are go for the Kermit Hardware power down.
Okay, it worked. Huntsville Station on 2, the Mexico's power down.
We copy.
Station Unsol on Space to Ground 2 for Shooks and flashcard identifier questions.
Unsol, this is Shooks from Station. Go ahead.
Shooks, just wanted to tag up before your next activity. We are expecting some flashcard identifiers from Voyager displays and Myogenesis if you have those. And you can leave those in a crew note if you'd like.
Request come again with the transmission. You need the flashcard identifier, the card numbers for the...
We need the card numbers for the images for both Voyager displays and Myogenesis. And if you want to leave those in a crew note, we can get them from there.
Okay, copy that. I'll do that. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Station Houston on 2 for Peggy.
Houston on 2 for Peggy.
Wanted to let you know that you can now check your email for the time-sensitive item.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Station, this is Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Suave and Sleep in Orbit and Wireless Acoustics.
And Munich Station is Suave on 2. I'm listening.
Hey, Suave. Good to talk to you. We were just wondering what you are up to. We do have a little bit of time constraints on Wireless Acoustics and Sleep in Orbit activities. If you are in the EPO demo activity, that, of course, we'd like to let you finish that, but it has a lower priority than the science of Wireless Acoustics and Sleep in Orbit. So just maybe check in with you and hear what you're doing.
EPO done. Wireless Acoustics done. I'm on Sleep in Orbit now.
Oh, very good. Then we have deltas for you, my friend. When you're ready to copy, the stone note is what troubles us a little bit with the sleep in orbit.
Troubles me as well.
Okay, so the deltas we have would be regarding serial numbers and restore locations. When you go through the procedure, you will see that the currently installed earpiece is serial number 4. This is the one that should be disconnected, but then not trashed, as indicated in the procedure, but rather stowed in a Ziploc. We would still ask you to prepare the Ziploc and label it Sleep in Orbit Used Earpieces. And the new earpiece that you're looking for would be serial number 6, that is for you to use.
Could you guide me where to find serial number on the earpiece? I did not manage to do this. So I have Sleep in Orbit Ear EG with serial number 03, and that's fine. There are installed earpieces. I don't know where the serial number
is. Give us 1 second.
This is Station on 2 for tomorrow's timeline.
Go ahead on 2, talk.
You have our go to activate RS2. Copy. This is Moscow ISS on Space to Ground 1. Go ahead and Space to Ground 1. RS2 has been started. All the vehicles are in cyan and the upper row, upper line, and the top line. Copy. Should I turn on TEPA 2? Yes, go ahead and activate it. Okay, there was a dropout. I confirmed that TEPA 2 has been turned on. Then by one, I will double check. The command to activate it has been sent, Sergey, and we're standing by for it to come on. Okay, thank you. Copy.
Экипаж МКС ЦУПУ Москвы в канале.
ISS NCC Moscow on Space Ground 1 for Sergey about the video recording. Go ahead. To turn on the camera on the central post. The compass started on ShSS. So you won the video on ShSS, correct? Yes, please. We will do the checkout. We will see it. We will verify that we can see it. Sergey, could you double check again that should we be connecting to you via ShSS? Yes, The video is going to come down via Shift. Copy, thank you. Thank you. MCC Moscow, are you seeing the video?
Есть, принимаем картинку.
Yes. We confirm we're seeing the video. Copy.
Есть рекомендация, давайте чуть-чуть.
There is a recommendation. Could you please zoom out a little bit? When you're going to control it, the screen is going to be overlapping, most likely. We probably will need to relocate the camera then, because this is the maximum zoom out we could provide. So, when you're working behind the panel, so when we're working at the control panel, so that you, we can still receive the video. Okay, sounds good, thank you.
Пока хорошо, приемлемо. Если нам специалисты придут, может, что-нибудь подскажут еще. Вас очень даже устраивает. Спасибо.
Хорошо, принято, спасибо.
Принято.
MCC Moscow says on stage ground one about the upper docking. Go ahead. On stage ground one. Step one is complete. Onboard motion control system. CDN is prepared. Everything is aligned. Copy, thank you. MCC Moscow ISS on stage to ground one. Go ahead and stage to ground one. On SM-SUDN, we have course. We see that course subset 1 and 2 are ready. Copy.
Yes, Sergey, your goal to proceed with these actions, and I'll hand it over to the manual rendezvous instructor from this point on. Copy. And also, as far as I understand it, in this step, I'm going to activate input one control panel, and I will be talking to you using control comm panel two. Please repeat your last. Who are you going to be talking to? I will be using comm panel 2 for comm. Copy. Comm panel 2. Copy. And you're going to turn on the input control panel. Moscow station on space ground 1. Go ahead. Yuri Fish, good evening. Good evening, Sergey Nikolaevich. Input 1 is activated, and MAC is set up, symbol C and the monitor are set up and ready, copy. And we are complete VHF pass, correct, and notable. Yes, we will continue. All right, so I'm going to be standing by for the course guaranteed potential time at 53 minutes. Copy. Moscow station on space ground 1. Go ahead. Moscow, how do you read me on space ground 1? We have you loud and clear. The time is up, for the guaranteed potential checkout, which has been executed. Acquisition confirmed. Current range is 53, range rate 56. Copy. Range is 40 kilometers and range rate is 49 meters per second. Copy. Range is 30 kilometers and range rate is 41. Copy. Range is 20 kilometers and range rate is 30. Copy. And no acquisition. Scanning is on. Copy. The sensor confirmed. At 20, 45, 40, acquisition confirmed. Range is 13.3 and range rate 20. Copy. Sergei Nikolaevich, what is the current range? Please repeat. Current is 12.5 and range rate is 19.0. Copy. Range is 10, range rate 15.5. The image is no longer on. Copy. The image is back on, the vehicle image. Copy. And range is 90, 590. Range rate is 14, nautical. And we are ready to execute the rest of the actions in 4.1. It's your goal. Your goal. Copy, range is 90. And unfortunately, I was like sending commands from the sender of the car. Copy. Before you go, receiving, so we are calling for your.
Good day from Mission Control in Houston and the International Space Station Flight Control Room, where flight controllers here, along with their counterparts across the ocean at the Russian Mission Control Center outside of Moscow, are following the progress of a unpiloted Progress 92 cargo craft. You're seeing a live image of the International Space Station from the Progress, the middle of those crosshairs, an image of the International Space Station. In the lower left-hand corner, you see two values, the distance currently separating the Progress from its destination and a docking automatically in just a little bit over 42 minutes from now to the Poisk module on the space-facing side of the International Space Station. Currently Progress just over 5 kilometers away from the station, closing at a rate of just under 9 meters per second. That closure rate will drop to a snail-like pace of about 1/10 of a meter per second at the time of contact and capture to the Poisk module on the space-facing side of the International Space Station's Russian segment. Docking is scheduled at 4:28 p.m. Central Time, 5:28 p.m. Eastern Time. The Progress, which launched 2 days ago from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan, is about to deliver just a shade over 2.8 tons of food, fuel, and supplies for the crew on board the International Space Station. The Expedition 73 crew is led by the commander, Takoya Onishi of the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, 3 NASA astronauts, Anne McLean, Nicole Ayers, and Johnny Kim, and 3 cosmonauts from Roscosmos, Sergei Ryzhikov, Kirill Peskov, and Alexei Zubritsky. They are joined, as they have been for the past week or so, by 4 members of the Axiom 4 private astronaut mission crew, the commander, former NASA astronaut Peggy Whitson, India's Shubhanshu Shukla, Poland's Swozwash Uznanski Vishnuski, and Hungary's Tibor Kapu. Those 11 crew members have been conducting research and other outreach activities together for the past 9 days or so. The Axiom 4 crew is in the second half of its stay on board the International Space Station.
The station and the Progress currently orbiting 260 miles above the planet, moving from northwest to southeast in an orbit inclined 51.6 degrees to either side of the equator. All of the systems on board the Progress have functioned perfectly since its launch a couple of days ago from Baikonur. The pre-programmed series of rendezvous maneuvers, and most recently in the last couple of hours, impulse burns, fine course correction burns to refine the Progress's path for its docking to the International Space Station. All of that activity has been conducted flawlessly, and we're expecting an on-time docking of the Progress to the station, again at 4:28 p.m. Central Time, just about 39 and a half minutes from now. As mentioned a moment ago, the Progress's journey to the station began atop a Soyuz 2.1A booster that launched from Launch Pad 6, Site 31 of the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan on Thursday afternoon U.S. time at 2:32 and 40 seconds p.m. Central Time, 3:32 and 40 seconds p.m. Eastern Time. Liftoff occurred just 32 minutes after midnight Baikonur time on the 4th of July. It was an 8-minute, 45-second ride to orbit to deposit the Progress from the third stage of the Soyuz booster, at which point the Progress's solar arrays and navigational antennas were deployed, and the Progress began that pre-programmed sequence of rendezvous maneuvers to incrementally increase its altitude to match that of the International Space Station. The launch was flawless, as has been all of the post-launch activities for the Progress, the unpiloted cargo craft that is now less than 39 minutes away from its destination and a docking to the Poisk module on the space-facing side of the Russian segment of the International Space Station. A short time ago, two of the cosmonauts, Sergei Ryzhikov and Alexei Zubritsky, tested out the TORU system in the Zvezda service module from a control panel. That TORU system is basically an acronym for the telerobotically operated rendezvous system that they would operate through a joystick at that control panel in the unlikely event that a problem would occur with the Corps' automated rendezvous system on Progress. Corps, however, is currently locked on to its target on the International Space Station, with a distance of just over 2.5 kilometers now separating the cargo craft from the Poisk module. About 11 and a half minutes from now, the Progress will arrive in the neighborhood or the vicinity close in to the International Space Station and will conduct a fly-around of about 15 degrees of a phase angle to precisely align its forward docking probe to the Poisk module. There will be a very, very brief, momentary opportunity for station keeping to allow the Russian flight controllers to assess the precise alignment of that forward docking probe to Poisk before the command is given for initiating final approach that will result in the docking of the Progress to Poisk.
Relative to Progress, and the range rate is 8.3. Copy.
Progress continues with its precise path to the station with a closure rate of just over 8 meters per second. Its closure rate decreasing with every passing second, the distance now just over 2 kilometers separating Progress from Poisk. Once the docking occurs, the forward docking probe will retract to bring the two docking interfaces between Progress and Poisk, flush against one another. Will be a soft mate, and the hooks will close from Progress side to the docking port on Poisk, forming a hard mate that will enable leak checks to occur on both sides of the docking interface to ensure that we have a tight seal between the arriving cargo craft and the International Space Station. It will be at the crew's discretion at that point, the cosmonauts' discretion, as to whether they would press ahead in the end of a very long workday for them tonight to open up the hatch to Progress and begin to unload its cargo, or simply wait for Sunday morning to begin that task. Progress has just completed what is known as Impulse 4, the latest in those series of small, fine-tuned mid-course correction burns that will more precisely align its path for the beginning of the fly-around of the station that is just 9 minutes from now. And you can see the progress now aligning itself with a good view of the International Space Station through this external cross-haired engineering camera on the resupply vehicle.
The center of the vehicle monitor. Copy. Range is 1.7.
Ryzhikov and Zabriskie will conduct one more test of the TORU backup rendezvous system that they are responsible for controlling. In the event a problem would occur with the Corps' automated rendezvous system on the Progress vehicle, however, Corps is in good shape right now, locked on to the POISC module with a comparable, basically a radar beacon system that bounces signals back and forth to ensure that the Progress is on course for a precise alignment of following the fly around of the station and final approach for docking.
All the buttons are released on the BPS signal conversion unit control panel. Activating power, copy. Power activation confirmed. Control handles are powered.
And there is our first view from the International Space Station's external cameras of the Progress. Again, the Progress began its journey to reach the International Space Station just 2 days, 1 hour and 22 minutes ago, closing in for what is expected to be an on-time link-up to the POISC module, docking schedule just 33 and a half minutes from now.
And all LEDs have illuminated, neutral LEDs off, moving it to the left. All LEDs are on, neutral, off, moving it down. All four LEDs are on, neutral, LEDs off.
View of progress from the station's external cameras as the two vehicles sail in sync about 260 miles above the South Pacific.
Clockwise to the right, all four are on, neutral off. Counterclockwise, all four LEDs have illuminated, neutral LEDs are off. Starting the THC test, THC to the right, and all four LEDs are on. Neutral position, LED is off, and moving it to the other side, the LEDs are on, LEDs are off, moving it down, the LEDs are on, neutral, off, moving it up, four LEDs are on.
You're hearing the neutral translation of reports from Sergei Ryzhikov in the Zvezda service module as he and Alexei Zabriskie run procedures to test out the TORU backup rendezvous system.
The LEDs are illuminated, moving it to neutral.
Which again would only be used in the event of a problem that would prevent the Corps' automated rendezvous system on progress from guiding the resupply craft in for its unpiloted automated docking scheduled just 31 and a half minutes from now. 930 meters now separating progress from the station, closing at a rate of about 2.5 meters per second.
And when they're released, they are not illuminated. THC-RHC test is complete, and the test is successful.
And the TORU test now complete and deemed successful. That confirmation coming from the Russian flight control team and the Russian mission control center outside of Moscow.
Four LEDs are on. EGC mode is next. Indication confirmed.
A short time ago here in the mission control room here in Houston, Flight Director Heidi Brewer conducted a poll of her team of flight controllers and all positions pulled go for docking. That information was relayed to her counterpart at the Russian Mission Control Center, so everything is set as we stand by for the beginning of the fly-around by progress of the International Space Station as it enters the neighborhood of the complex and with its 11 crew members currently in its pre-sleep period.
I'm waiting for 5 seconds now. Moving it back to initial and I'm pressing all the way through indication number one. So I'll keep it as is for now and deactivate on mission mode. LEDs are off. Off for operation and buttons, and door hardware tests are complete.
And the sixth in the series of small mid-course correction burns, these impulse burns, using the Progress's thrusters, now complete. We are just about 640 meters away from the Progress arriving at its docking port on the space-facing side of the Russian segment of the station. That docking port was made available with the departure of the old 90 Progress cargo craft back on July 1st. It undocked, backed away, and a few hours later was deorbited by the Russian flight control team for a destructive but harmless reentry over the Pacific Ocean. 579 meters separating Progress from the station, about 2.5 minutes until the beginning of the fly-around. Everything very quiet on board the International Space Station. The cosmonauts on board the complex focused on their procedures as they monitor the approach of the Progress 92 cargo craft, loaded with just a hair over 2.8 tons of food, fuel, and supplies for the crew members on board the International Space Station. This is a view of a Soyuz vehicle that is docked to the Prashal node module on the Earth-facing side of the International Space Station. And to the right, coming in to the field of view very clearly, is the Progress resupply craft, the Progress end station flying 260 miles over the South Pacific.
Winning 101.27 in the start of the fly round.
And the Progress has now initiated its automated fly around of the International Space Station. Again, this fly around will be at a phase angle of about 15 degrees. The Corps' automated rendezvous system will bring the Progress to a point directly above the station's Poisk module for a very brief period of station keeping, allowing the Russian flight controllers to assess the alignment forward docking probe on Progress to the Poisk docking port. Just about 350 meters separating Progress from Poisk, closing at a rate now of about 0.8 meters per second. We're in a short handover between satellites on our tracking and data relay satellite system. We'll pick up video from both the Progress and the station just a few minutes from now, well in time for the final approach and docking of the Progress to the Poisk module. Again, 2.8 tons of food, fuel, and supplies being carried to the station. Once the docking occurs, there will be a brief period where the relative motion between the two vehicles will dampen out against one another, allowing the forward docking probe to begin retracting and for Progress hooks to close around the Poisk docking mechanism to form a hard mate between the two vehicles. The cosmonauts on board are expected to begin about 90 minutes of leak checks to ensure that we have an airtight seal between the Progress and Poisk. And then it will be at the crew's discretion, the cosmonauts' discretion, as to whether they would begin the process of opening the hatch to Progress and beginning to unload its cargo, or simply wait till Sunday morning to do that. Progress and the station about to begin a southwest to northeasterly track that will carry the two vehicles over the coast of Chile and the Andes Mountains.
250 is the range. 0.45 is the range rate. Visually, I see it one cell away. Copy.
All of the engine firings and the rendezvous maneuvers have been executed on time. No issues so far with the approach of the Progress for its docking to the International Space Station, docking about 23.5 minutes from now. The targeted docking time, 4:28 p.m. Central Time, 5:28 p.m. Eastern Time.
I see a small shift to the right. One cell away from...
Again, we're in a brief handover between satellites on the tracking and data relay satellite system. We should be acquiring television once again from the station just a few minutes from now.
Okay. Range rate 220. Range rate is 015. We're continuing to monitor. Copy. There's number one disappears occasionally. Copy. The station plane, the, we're at 215 is the range, and 015 is the range rate. We're transitioning to plane of the solar arrays on the display. On the display, we see the range of 195. Copy.
Reports from the cosmonauts on board the station, as they are looking at their data, shows a separation distance of just under 200 meters between Progress and the station. Progress continuing its fly around of the station. We're expecting a very brief period of station keeping about 6 minutes from now.
0 is the range, and 008 is the range rate. Copy.
We are just under 200 meters separating now the Progress 92 cargo craft and the International Space Station. Everything continues to go very smoothly. Away from between the International Space Station and our satellites.
205 range is 007. It's in the upper semisphere. We're monitoring the automatic fly around.
Cosmonauts reporting that the fly around of Progress to align itself with the Poisk module continues to go very smoothly.
I am ready to work with the ATC mode. Copy. I'm activating the initial Bateus. I am activating operation. Copy. You see the four LEDs. Sending the ATC command. Command again. Copy. We see the video has been has undergone the agency mode transition. Range is 200 and range rate is 006. Copy.
To either side of the equator. We're moments away from reacquiring our television signal through the tracking and data relay satellite system. Progress is wrapping up its fly around of the station to precisely align itself with the Poisk module.
And now we're going to...
just about 180 meters separating the Progress from the docking port on the space-facing side of the International Space Station. The Progress is being guided through its core's automated rendezvous system. Short time ago, the cosmonauts in the Zvezda service module, Sergei Ryzhikov and Alexei Zubritsky, finished testing the TORU system, the backup rendezvous system,
the acronym standing for the Telerobotically Operated Rendezvous System, that they would take over manual control of the flying of Progress in the unlikely event a problem would occur with CORS. So far, so good with CORS. It's locked on to its docking target, and all of the maneuvers for Progress are continuing in good shape. Standing by for the completion of the fly around and the start of station keeping.
The depot thrusters are working along the roll axis, and the range rate is almost zero. 180 is the range. Notable. Copy.
And the Progress has completed its fly around and now is nulled its rates and has begun a very brief period of station keeping at a distance of about 180 meters.
Early approach. Item 3-3 of the 4-9 of the radiogram 4972. Four LEDs. I am activating display number 44. West Central and release. We confirm approach.
After a very brief period of station keeping, the Russian flight control team, very happy with what they're seeing on the alignment of the forward docking probe on Progress with the poise module, and final approach has now been initiated. Docking expected about 14 minutes from now.
079, and they're accelerating. Tipo off. We entered 08 for approach. 079 is the range rate according to the display. We do not clearly see the docking port yet, and we don't see the crosshairs yet. We don't see the target yet. Illuminating to the left. 13 minutes until the eclipse. 140 is the range. The range rate is the same.
And we're back with a video. Now through our tracking and data relay satellite system, the view from the external cross-haired engineering camera on Progress, the lower left-hand corner showing a distance between Progress and the station of just over 100 meters, closing at a rate now of 6/10 of a meter per second.
Range 120. Right now, the ticket conditions for observation, we see the docking port. 064 is the range rate. It has decreased. Copy. I copy all.
As mentioned previously, everything is going on without any issue as the Progress now in the final leg, final home stretch, and the good view of the Progress now from external cameras on the station as it closes final 100 meters, just about 80 meters now separating Progress from Poisk. At a distance of about 47 meters, just moments from now, Progress will conduct a routine braking thruster test as the docking system on the Progress will be activated.
I do not really see the target yet, but half a cell off. Copy.
Flying from southwest to northeast, 260 miles over eastern Brazil now. Progress just 55 meters away from its destination.
Range is 50 meters. Range rate is 0-2.
Now just under 50 meters separating Progress from Poisk.
The target is almost in the center. It's a little bit to the right and up by about half a cell. Up. Target is shifted to the right by one cell. 02 is the range rate, and range is 45. Notable. Copy. I'll copy.
From this camera angle, the Progress will be disappearing from view behind structure on the station.
Range is 40 meters, 018 range rate, and the target is shifted to the right by one cell.
And a good view now of Progress through another camera on the outside of the International Space Station, less than 40 meters from docking. closing at a rate of just over 1/10 of a meter per second.
It is in the center. The range is 35 meters. The range rate is 013. Copy. 8 minutes until the eclipse. Docking port. I don't see the docking port too well, too clearly. I do not see any major offsets. 31 orange range rate 031, 30 meters. I can execute the 30 meter range PPS command. Four LEDs, they release it and no longer illuminated. Sensing the back away enabled before LEDs. Four.
Again, the view from the Progress camera.
Range is 20.
Less than 30 meters separating Progress from its port of call on the Poisk module at the space facing side of the station's Russian segment. Closing at a steady rate of just over 1/10 of a meter per second.
If you give me a go, I will try to use AGC mode again. Yes, I will give you a go.
The view that you saw just a second ago showed a diamond-shaped docking target right at the center of the crosshairs of the Progress's external camera. There it is in view once again. The Poisk docking port just above those crosshairs at the top of your view.
20-meter range. The target is in the center, and the misalignment is very minor. Copy all.
20 meters now separating Progress from Poisk. Everything looking good.
15 meters. Showing as 17. So there is very minor misalignment between the crosshairs. Copy.
Core's automated rendezvous system doing what it's supposed to, guiding the Progress in for a precise alignment. The forward docking probe is extended. Everything is set for contact and capture just a few minutes from now.
Copy. Usually the range is about 12 meters, but it's showing 15 to 16 meters, and the range rate is 009. The target is lower than the high.
Approaching 10 meters of separation between the points.
Usually the range is about 10 meters, showing as 009.
Everything looking good.
In the middle. And the crosshairs are aligned, and the shift in misalignment is very, very minor. Audible. The video is not very clear. I am continuing to monitor. The target is a little lower by half a cell. The range is less than 3 meters.
Under 3 meters.
Is
everything still looking good? Good alignment.
Right along the roll.
Standing by for contact and capture.
About 1 meter, we're expecting contact. The range rate is
contact. Capture confirmed. Docking confirmed. At 4:25 p.m. Central Time, 5:25 p.m. Eastern Time. Progress has arrived at the Poisk module of the International Space Station, docking occurring 260 miles over the South Atlantic.
We're waiting for next instructions. Copy.
And the forward docking probe on Progress now beginning to retract to bring the two surfaces, the docking interfaces, if you will, between Progress and Poisk flush against one another for the initiation of the closing of the hooks on Progress. Once again, docking occurring at 4:25 p.m. Central Time, 5:25 p.m. Eastern Time, as Progress and the space station flew 260 miles over the South Atlantic.
And after that, we're going to perform the tour deactivation. Okay, I am waiting for your instruction. It's going to be about 8 minutes. Okay, copy.
As we wait for the completion of the retraction of the forward docking probe and the relative motion between the two vehicles to dampen out, that will start the closing of the hooks for Progress to form a hard mate between it and the Poisk module. Though the journey that began 2 days ago with its launch from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan is complete, 2.8 tons of food, fuel, and supplies being delivered to the residents on board the International Space Station. As we stand by for the final procedures to be completed with the Progress now docked to the International Space Station, a busy week lies ahead for the crew on board the International Space Station, the final week of activity for the Axiom 4 private astronauts on board. Once again, docking occurring just a couple of minutes ahead of schedule at 4:25 p.m. Central, 5:25 p.m. Eastern Time, as the Progress executed a flawless approach. All of the rendezvous milestones were conducted in perfect fashion. All of the pre-programmed automated engine firings to first raise the altitude of the Progress to match that of the International Space Station, culminating with a link up over the South Atlantic just a few minutes ago at 4:25 p.m. Central Time. Back here in the flight control room at Mission Control in Houston, the Orbit 2 team of flight controllers led by Flight Director Heidi Brewer watching over the final procedures to link the Progress up to the International Space Station. And we now have confirmation that the Progress hooks have been closed. We have a hard mate between Progress and the International Space Station's Poisk module to complete today's rendezvous activities. So with all of that work having been conducted in perfect fashion, we'll wrap up our coverage of the Progress's arrival at the International Outpost. Again, Progress 92 delivering 2.8 tons of food, fuel, and supplies. Residents on board the International Space Station, docking occurring on time, actually just a few minutes ahead of schedule at 4:25 p.m. Central Time, 5:25 p.m. Eastern Time. So with that, we'll wrap up our coverage for today. We hope you have an excellent remainder of your holiday weekend, and we'll invite you to join us back here in Mission Control very soon. Progress 92, rendezvousing and docking perfectly to the International Space Station. This is Mission Control Houston.